This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. We'll have details on Skywatch TV's next virtual conference coming up in just 1 month before the end of this program. Also, a couple of notes here. First of all, we note that country music legend Loretta Lynn has passed at the age of 90. Our prayers and condolences to her friends and family. And spare a thought and look for charities that are doing work in Southwest Florida right now. We've heard some from some friends in that area, in and around Fort Myers Beach, and we can complain about the little problems that we face each day, but looking at what's happened there, it is clear that this is a scale of devastation that's hard for us who aren't on site to imagine. So pray for those who are trying to rebuild after Hurricane Ian. Topic number five, North Korea. The Japanese government warned residents in some remote islands, part of Tokyo, Hokkaido, and Aomori prefectures to shelter from a missile that was fired by North Korea on Monday. The missile appears to have flown over and passed Japanese territory, landed out in the Pacific Ocean. It traveled about 4,500 kilometers with an apogee of about 970 kilometers, reached a speed of Mach 17 before splashing down in the Pacific about 2,800 nautical miles east of Korea. South Korea slammed the launch, saying it deters peace and security of the Korean Peninsula, the international community, and strongly condemns it as the launch is a clear breach of United Nations Security Council resolutions. The president of South Korea also chimed in, vowing a stern response to the launch. It's likely that this launch by North Korea was sanctioned by China. Remember, North Korea is China's junkyard dog, and this may be a not very subtle message to the West. Don't assume that any conflict over Taiwan will remain confined to Taiwan. Topic number four, Borla Bales, talking about Pfizer's CEO Albert Borla, who, by the way, recently diagnosed with COVID again. That's twice in 5 weeks for a guy who's been vaccinated four times. Anyway, he has bailed on an appointment to testify before the European Parliament's special committee, where he was supposed to face some tough questions about secretive vaccine deals with the European Union. Borla was supposed to appear next Monday, October 10th, alongside key officials involved in the procurement process to discuss how to respond to further or future pandemics. And according to the report, other pharmaceutical executives like the CEO of Moderna, senior officials from AstraZeneca and Sanofi did appear, but Borla has now decided not to attend. In early September, an audit report into the EU's vaccine procurement strategy raised some questions over Borla's relationship with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen over the multi-billion euro deal that they struck to buy vaccines from Pfizer. The report found that von der Leyen had been directly involved in the negotiating process, exchanging text messages on a regular basis. This contract was for 1.8 billion doses of the vaccine. Again, multi-billion euro contract. The deal concluded in May of last year. In April of this year, von der Leyen admitted that she'd been texting with Borla for a month straight while they negotiated the massive contract, but then 2 months later, the texts disappeared. They didn't really disappear. Somebody knows where they are. It's just that we, the hoi polloi, are not entitled to know what was conducted between Borla and von der Leyen. Topic number three, speaking of COVID and vaccines, more bats. Apparently, the United States health bureaucracy has given another hugely controversial grant to one of the organizations involved in the research that may well have led to the release of SARS-2. This is a $650,000 grant to EcoHealth Alliance, run by British zoologist Peter Daszak. EcoHealth Alliance, you might remember, was funding research in Wuhan at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the city that was ground zero of the pandemic. This research was being done on manipulated coronaviruses. Gain-of-function research. Let's see how the virus would have to change to infect humans. And then we can, you know, decide how best to stop it. Except that, as you now know, it got loose. Well, this five-year experiment We'll investigate the potential for future bat coronavirus emergence in Asia. Scientists are set to start crawling through caves in Myanmar, Laos, and Vietnam to prevent another viral crisis. We clearly have not learned a thing from the previous crisis. And what's really, really aggravating is that this grant was awarded last month by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which is still run by, you guessed it, Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's known to be close to Dr. Daszak, who thanked the outgoing chief medical advisor of the United States government for downplaying theories that COVID might have escaped from a lab. Again, EcoHealth Alliance was said to have received about $60 million from the United States government, much of which was funneled to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, ground zero for the COVID-19 outbreak. Not only are there no consequences for EcoHealth Alliance, they apparently have been rewarded. This is Anthony Fauci flipping the bird to planet Earth on his way out the door. Topic number two, California is a threat to America's children. And I'm not trying to be sensationalist here. I think this is a legitimate and fair characterization of a new law just signed by Governor Gavin Newsom last week, which allows minors from other states to travel to California to receive medical gender transitions without parental consent. This bill allows families or individual minors to travel to California for medical procedures and protects them from out-of-state authorities acting on subpoenas, warrants, or child custody issues if the minor is brought into the state for procedures like surgical gender reassignment and prescribing cross-gender hormones. In addition, the bill says that California will not honor or enforce a law of another state that authorizes a state agency to remove a child from a parent or guardian based on the parent or guardian allowing their child to receive gender-affirming health care. A euphemism basically means medical castration, if a case is pending in California courts. Now, ironically, at the signing, Newsom said, "In California, we believe in equality and acceptance. We believe no one should be prosecuted or persecuted in getting the care that they need. Parents know what's best for their kids, and they should be able to make decisions around the health of their children without fear. We must take a stand for parental choice," end quote. Yeah, he said that with a straight face while signing a bill that allows children to travel to California without their parents' knowledge or consent, and then protects them from being hauled back to their home state and protected from the activists who want to medically and surgically castrate them, sterilize them. This is a parent's worst nightmare. Matthew McReynolds with the Pacific Justice Institute put it this way: Senate Bill 107 takes a flying leap over the precipice, actually declaring that it will welcome and protect kidnappers, including parents who've been declared or adjudicated as unstable and unfit to care for their children, as long as the adult absconding with the child says they're doing so to put the child into gender hormone therapy or some other Orwellian gender-affirming care, end quote. God protect the children. This is why we do what we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch, to protect children. California is becoming a sanctuary state for those who would essentially sterilize the next generation, taking advantage of children in their confusion and shielding them from parents who, yes, Governor Newsom, parents do know what's best. Coming up, putting eyes on cars. I mean, literally, eyes on cars. That's next on 5 and 10.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages, but now the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Kahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Kahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Kahn is back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signaled the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The Sign of the Gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. And the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new, nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step-by-step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, it may not make traffic safer, but at least it'll be really cute. A comic pair of googly eyes on the front of vehicles could reduce traffic accidents. This is according to a new study coming out of Japan, where researchers fitted out a golf cart with two large remote-controlled robotic eyes. I know, it looks like something from Pixar animation, but in experiments in virtual reality, they found pedestrians were able to make safer choices when they thought that the car coming at them was able to see them. You see, they're trying to research how to make self-driving vehicles safer for pedestrians. I mean, most of us were getting ready to cross the street. We're looking at the oncoming traffic and looking to see whether the driver is paying attention and sees that we're there. But if you've got a driverless vehicle, which is the wave of the future, how do you know if the car knows you're there? The answer? Googly eyes, apparently. Obviously, the direction of the eyes will have to be synchronized with a self-driving car's vision system. But the thought is, if a pedestrian sees the car looking at them, they'll be a little more confident before taking that step out into the crosswalk. I think the question then is, will they add eyebrows to add expression to the cars? Because maybe the car sees you, but maybe the car really, really, you know, wants to run you over. Frankly, I think we're better off with actual humans in control of the vehicles. Skywatch TV is getting ready for our next virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, 24 presentations from cutting-edge researchers, authors, preachers, teachers, Carl Gallups, Tom Horn, Dr. Ken Johnson, Joel Richardson, many others. In addition, you get access to all six of Skywatch Films' cutting-edge documentaries, including the award-winning films Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, and the new documentary as well, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand. All of those, plus, well, you can see the complete list of speakers online at defenderconference.com. Sign up now, because by doing so early, you get a $10 discount. The early bird discount drops the regular registration from $95 to $85. All videos will be released for your consumption on November 4th, and basically, you will set the schedule of the conference. Watch what you want to watch in the order you want to watch it. Again, presentations from speakers that you want to hear from, and cutting-edge feature-length documentaries as well. You find out more and sign up online at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Our tour of Israel is like a rolling conference through the Holy Land as we take you to sites that are key battlegrounds in the long supernatural war in which all of us play a part. You can find out more about our 2023 Israel tour, March 19th through 30th of 2023 at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Who is the destroyer, the supernatural entity who is responsible for the leading cause of death on planet Earth? Rabbi Jonathan Kahn talks about that in this week's program as we discuss his brand new book, Return of the Gods. This is a jaw-dropping series of programs. Don't miss them. You'll find them all at our website, skywatchtv.com, or if you've got our Roku or Apple TV channel, you can watch them right now on the big screen at and we've got information on how to add the set-top or add our channel to your set-top box at our website. You can also download our free mobile app, which gets you all of our video content, plus news updates three times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. The mobile app is free and available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and we have links to the app stores to make it easy to find the app that's right for your device posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.